Hi, my name is Chelsea Morley, and this is Uncommon.
Uncommon and Uncommon Clips are produced by Narelle, a digital agency built for challenger brands and talent. To learn more, head to Narelle.com. That's NEURALLE.com.
Yeah, you had a note about the maternity leave. I was so fascinating. I mean, you said the minute I announced I was pregnant with my first child, I witnessed doors physically close for me. Mm-hmm. Meetings I'd sat in for years were no longer in my calendar. Responsibilities were shifted off my plate, which mm-hmm. I can see it. Mm. Now, do you think that was them worried that they're going to lose you and all this IP and knowledge is gone? Or do you think they looked at it differently of like, oh, she's pregnant now, she's useless?
No, I think it came from a place of trying to help me out.
Gotcha.
I think it, and one of my managers at the time is also like a close mate of mine now. We've actually never spoken about this. So I feel like after this we will. Hi, Tom. But I actually feel like, and I now see this as a business owner because yeah. when you're confronted with this, you invest a lot of time in people, they're suddenly doing a big job for you. And all of a sudden it's like, okay, that's ripped out from under us. We've got to find a replacement. We've got to take all that work off that person. I think it was just preempting, like, I'm going on leave for what is going to probably be a year. There's no need for me to go to those meetings anymore. But it was confronting to me how quickly it happened. Mm. And I think it was a beautiful office. Like, it was an amazing place to work. And I loved it. And I loved the people and the friends that I made there. But I think, yeah, I don't think it was intentional or it had like a bad.
It's just an assumption.
It's just like this thing that happens. Oh, she's pregnant. We'll take that off her plate and we'll, you know, and it's perceived to probably be a nice thing. But the fact is that just because I've got a baby growing in my womb doesn't mean that I can't do the work, which is a repeating theme across every industry. Mm. So, no, I don't think it was like, yeah, I don't think it was she's
useless.
Yeah. I think it was. We've got to start that like process of getting a replacement in and taking the work off her and yeah.
Cause I can recognize, I mean, I've seen it in workplaces.
You still see it a lot.
And I've always thought, is it because people perceive it as like, oh, she's got a big workload and she's pregnant. But then like the one scenario that sort of bucked that trend was I remember I studied like accounting and finance. Because my dad was like, you have to do a profession. Did 6 weeks maybe of an internship at an accounting firm and fucking hated it. Mm. But there's certain things I picked up from that workplace environment. So there was a partner there. She was a female tax partner, an audit partner, mm-hmm. and she was very pregnant, but she was like super, super busy. She would have been 8 months or something like that. And no one was telling her, hey, you should
Slow down.
I remember thinking that and thinking like, holy mm-hmm. shit, like this, Jesus, mm-hmm. like this woman works fucking hard. Like it was crazy to me, but you know, I guess it goes to show you're not useless at all.
No.
Yeah.
No. And I do think more than anyone in that office, a pregnant woman feels like she has a lot to prove before she goes and has a baby because I could probably rally up stats on how many of my friends have gone back to work after having a baby and don't go back to the same job.
No, and that's because as well, like people, I've heard it in workplaces that people start assuming, oh, she's going to have another kid, so she's only going to be back here for a year.
Yeah. Or you can come back again to this role, but it has to be full time, which means you don't get to spend time with your child. And if your wishes are wanting to come back 3 days a week, then that job's taken off you and you're given a 3-day-a-week job there's a lot of work still to be done in that space.
Interesting you say that, like full-time and part-time and being with your kids. You spoke about like the guilt almost, like feeling some element of guilt running a business, and you can tell the algorithm on things like TikTok know me way too well because it's starting to feed me like baby content and parenting content and stuff like that. And one recent one, which is starting to trend at the moment, is young, brand new mums. Like we're talking, the kid was born 2 months ago and having to go back to full-time work in America because it's just not supported.
America
is fucking horrific.
America is it would be traumatic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a viewpoint that I've said it millions of times that it may offend people, but I personally think America's a bit of a shithole. Like, little things like that should be standard in a country that wealthy.
Mm.
So anyway, that was the trend. It's very, very interesting. And this, yeah, this one, I think this one video had like 5 million views, and this, it's just of this woman taking videos of herself, and she's just like bursting into tears, mm-hmm. like just eating her sandwich, yeah. and stuff like that.
Yeah. Because I think after you have a baby, there is not normal for a good 6 months after. Yeah. Well, there's a different normal that arrives, but like you're not, you're not in a good place. I'm just prepping you for it, right?
Yeah.
No, you're different. You are tired. And yeah. to try and juggle all of that, if you're feeding, it's a lot.
Yeah, it
is. 8 weeks. 2 months is 8 weeks. You've known that person for 8 weeks and you're going to hand them to, it's really sad.
Do you
really hard
have any words of wisdom? If you and Stu were to give Lauren and I some element of wisdom that you would pass on running our business and having a kid, is there anything in particular you'd say?
Is Lauren listening right now?
she will.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard. I would say if possible, you need to work out what work can be delegated to one or the other. And I would say in those first few months, it's important that Lauren has space not to need to work.
Yeah.
But I would also say that it's important to balance the parenting and the parenting, but like the, it's very easy when a baby is born that the responsibilities fall straight onto the mother to, obviously they're feeding every 2 hours and things like that. But I think it's important to like make space for each other as well.
Yeah.
And don't forget about each other.
Yeah.
I think sometimes in those early days, I would come up for air and I would look at Stu and I'd forgotten what he looked like.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
What? Who are you? And he would say the same to me. And I think prioritizing sleep, like all of this is before the business stuff comes in, really.
Mm.
Like basic human, prioritize sleep, be together. Like don't feel like you have to bring every human and their dog and 17 kids in to visit your new baby. Like it's such it's such a precious moment.
Yeah.
From a business side, like you have a team, I would just try and delegate and try and give yourself as much space as you can.
Yeah. Try and not be in the day-to-day as much.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to do at the moment, is handing more responsibility, getting more people, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's daunting, but it's also so, I can't wait to be a dad.
That's like, really sweet.
I mean, growing up in a big sort of, you know, European family, like it's expected.
Yeah. How many siblings do you have?
I got two others, so it's three.
Yeah.
Actually, you might have seen my brother out there.
I did meet your bro.
He's now the finance guy.
The finance guy. Yeah. He needs a shirt, finance guy.
He does.
What does that mean? He does your accounting.
He just handles, like, it's just handling invoices and reconciliation and BAS and the accountants.
Mm.
It's too much now. It's funny because, like, he's doing actuary science as a master's at uni.
Which is what?
It's like math science. It's insane.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But
he's the right one to be the finance guy then.
Also does it for my parents' business as well.
Oh, wow. I like his family business. Keep it all in the family. Yeah. That's why I had kids, basically.
Oh, do you like Succession?
I love Succession.
The best show
Stu
ever.
And I binge watched Succession and I just,
I said the line.
So many
like,
things.
I always anchor on like, yeah, we should have like 5 kids.
And make them battle it out.
Yeah. And then,
did you watch it though and like start to, I found myself getting a bit like angry businesswoman the days after I watched it sometimes because I'd like take on their persona.
Yeah, you take on the persona.
And it was so wrong.
But I also like recognize some of the elements of my family's business and our siblings. Like we're all, you know, my dad's at that stage of life where he wants to retire and he's getting to the point where he's bringing us in more to do certain things. Like he's using our business to start doing the marketing.
Yeah. And clever business model. Yeah. Your dad's clever.
So, and my sister who studied environmental science and she's like an ESG or like she's an environmental consultant mm-hmm. and dad's business is like 99% recyclable.
Wow.
So
that's impressive.
He wants to do like B Corp and a bunch of other certifications. He's like, she can handle that. And then cool. Hayden handles the finance and then
he's got it all worked out. Yeah. And then your baby can just be like, I don't know, the TikTok guy or gal.
But the back to the point of like anchoring on five, it's like, yeah, maybe we'll get like 2-3 kids. Like I say that and just you're probably thinking, what a fucking idiot. Like
I just love just talking to people that don't have kids.
Don't have kids.
It's
yeah.
so cute. Yeah. In like 5 years, come back to me.
Yeah, yeah. Come back in 5 years. But there's something about like watching Succession, there is something about that. Like,
oh, so many good juicy stories.
Yeah.
Like, was it Tom?
Tom?
Was his name Tom?
That did what?
That was married to the daughter.
Yeah.
Was his name Tom?
Yeah, we can't go spoiling shit.
No, but he was like my favorite. He's my favorite.
He was the dark horse. The one that I did not expect.
Iconic. All iconic.
I loved, what's the middle brother's name again?
Macaulay Culkin's brother.
Brother, yeah. Roman?
Yeah. Yeah, he was Romulus. Just like loose unit, daddy's
and
boy.
And he sent his dad a fucking dick pic.
Yeah, that was amazing.
I was always, as being the eldest sibling, are you the eldest or the youngest? Being the eldest, I was always rooting for the older brother, but he just kept mm-hmm. fucking up.
I know, but I still loved him.
He was great. Still is great. I'm so excited for the next season.